I'm talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about our report's overview of local government in Scotland 2010. John, first of all, what's the report about?
Every year we publish this report. It provides, as the name suggests, an overview of the main issues arising from our audit work in local government in 2010, and we draw on a range of sources to highlight strengths and areas for improvement. And the report also examines the challenges and the risks in 2011 and beyond.
What are the main messages?
The main messages are that councils are facing up to the serious financial challenges of delivering quality services despite less money, and they are taking steps towards preparing for reduced budgets. Councils are also improving how they manage their resources, and they're now better at planning their finances, their workforce, and their assets. And they're also more focused on measuring and understanding the difference that the services make to local people. However, councils need to ensure that they put best value at the heart of everything they do.
So there's some positive news there about councils improving. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Our statutory performance indicator suggests that, generally, councils continue to improve the services that they provide. But we need better information about how services perform to allow a fuller picture. Our work does suggest that councils have improved in the past year at how they manage their resources, improving the way they manage finances, workforce and assets such as vehicles and buildings.
How are their finances looking?
The 2009-10 audited accounts show a relatively stable financial position, with the aggregate reserves at a similar level to the previous year. But of course, Scottish local government is seeing reduced finances in line with cuts across all public sectors.
So looking ahead, what challenges do councils face and what are the risks?
The biggest challenge that councils face is to provide quality services in the face of reduced finances. And the key risks that they face are highlighted in our findings. Clearly, tight funding is a key risk, and we're also focused on the need to deliver best value, taking account of the resources available. Councils need to think radically about their services, and there'll be problems if they don't, and they need to work out the best ways of delivering services that meet people's needs. They need good information about costs and services, and they need to ensure there's robust scrutiny and challenge to do this properly. Strong leadership, particularly the role of councillors, will be crucial. We note that almost half the councillors elected in the May 2000 civic council elections were new to local government and have not had to deal with financial pressures like those we currently see. Our work suggests that the best councils are those where councillors and senior managers work well together, put their plans for the council into action, and sharing a strong public sector ethos. Also, political coalitions now dominate the landscape in Scotland, and these will be severely tested in the face of the difficult decisions that lie ahead.
We've already talked about improvement in councils in terms of how they manage their resources. What in general should councils be doing to ensure that they're providing best value and value for money? Clearly that's one part of it, resource management. What more is important?
Yes, as well as resource management, where councils, as we say, have improved in the last year, a key area for councils to continue to look at is the area of service provision. What is the quality of service that needs to be provided? What is the level of that service? And what is the cost of that service? What's the unit cost particularly? And then to compare the provision of that service as currently proposed with perhaps alternative ways of providing it and coming to an informed view. That's something that would be very helpful for councils to do. Simplification of common processes and adoption of common processes would also help. And of course, good governance underpins what I'm saying. We need to have clearly understood political and managerial structures, good constructive relationships among councillors and between the councillor group and officers, and we need a shared commitment to council priorities. And finally, we need constructive debate, constructive scrutiny and challenge at council meetings.
Thanks, John.